Spacey.
Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And he was on Saturday Night Live once in his life.
I'd like to call this meeting of the Taney County Board of Adjustments to order at this time. And Mr. Bob Adgley, would you give us the quorum call?
Okay. Dave Flemmonson.
Present.
Tom Gideon.
Present.
Bob Hanslon.
Present.
Mark Weiss. That's not here. Dave Nelson.
Here.
We have established a quorum.
Thank you. And would you give us the explanation of the public hearing procedures?
Okay. I would like to welcome you this evening to the September 19th, 2012 Board of Adjustment public hearing being held in order to hear two variance requests. The Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance request which is filed with the Planning Department. I would like to, at this time, place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. The staff report for each case is Exhibit B. The staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for each of the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for the variance request, for each variance request, followed by a video and any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon the variance application, you must sign up at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against this variance request must be sworn in and will be providing sworn testimony. Registration for comment will cease before the hearing begins. When it's your opportunity to provide sworn testimony, your name will be called by the Board of Adjustment Chairman. Please walk to the podium at the front of the room to address the board. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not to anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman.
Thank you. And Bob Hanslon, would you give us the reading of the governing statutes?
The Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty. 1. To hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of the county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape, or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map. In exercising the above powers, the board may reverse or affirm wholly or partly, or may modify the order, requirement, decision, or determination appealed from, and may take such order, requirement, decision, or determination as ought to be made, and to that end shall have all the powers of the officer from whom the appeal is taken.
Thank you, Bob. And tonight we have two variance requests. Bob, would you give us a staff report on Richard M. Davis?
Okay, this is case number 2012, 6V. The applicants are Richard and Leona Davis. The request before us this evening, the applicants Richard and Leona Davis are requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code concerning the required side lot setback along the northern portion of the property. Per the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, the required side lot setback back is 7 feet. This property is located, the subject property is located at 191 East Lake Street, Branson, in the Scott Township, Section 33, Township 23, Range 21. And the background on this, the subject property consists of approximately 10,400 square feet per the assessor's information. And it's basically described as the south one half of Lot 107 and all of Lot 108 in the Mount Branson subdivision. The property contains an existing residence which was constructed in 1968 per the assessor's information. And the property is currently served by the Taney County Regional Sewer District and Taney County Water District Number 2. We've got some new aerial photography, so I thought I'd throw in a few shots from different angles. Basically, we can look at it from each side, but the side that really is under consideration is this north side here. This would be where the applicants are proposing to construct a one-car garage. Basically, on February 29th of this year, a tornado did extensive damage to the residence located at 191 East Lake Street, requiring the replacement of both the roof and siding. And essentially, upon reconstruction of the roof, new trusses were utilized, changing the pitch of the roof, and thus making it possible to attach a one-car garage. The tornado has also done substantial damage to the fireplace and chimney, which were removed. And at this point, concrete has been poured in that area immediately to the north of the residence that was the former site of the fireplace. The applicants are now wishing to construct an attached single-car garage along this northernmost end of the house. If the applicants were to construct an attached single-car garage along this portion of the house with a one-foot overhang, the overhang of the addition would be approximately 23 inches from the side of the property line. And one of the things I did want to point out, it doesn't show it too well in the photos, but the house does sit on the lot at somewhat of an angle, so it would actually be 23 inches from the property line at the closest point. In review, of course, per the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code, a 7-foot setback is required between the closest part of the structure, which in this case would be the overhang, and the sides of the lot. And the applicant is requesting a variance of 5 feet 1 inch from the north property line in order to construct an attached single-car garage over the recently poured concrete area. The proposed garage would be constructed approximately 23 inches from this northern property line at the closest point. And like I said, the existing structure really isn't completely parallel. Many of the existing neighboring residences were built in the 1960s and simply don't meet the required setbacks that we have in place today. In summary, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First off, this would be an approval of a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1 of the Taney County Development Guidance Code concerning the required side lot setback, allowing for a setback variance of 5 feet 1 inch from the northern property line. Second, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And third, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. We've got just a couple of brief videos showing the property in question. Here's the front of the lot. This is the concrete pad that's been poured. And essentially, the applicants are proposing to construct a one-car garage that would basically go outside of here, it's a little difficult to see. The property line's actually right through this area. You can kind of make out the string line there. I tried to do a quick video just showing a 360 around the area just to show the adjoining area. Oops. Okay.
Lance. All right. Any questions of staff or to Bob?
Not at this point, but I would like to make it known that I live on North Fork, which is just a couple of blocks away. If anyone thinks that that's too close for me to have an independent opinion, I'd like to have it stated.
Don't see any problem with that at all.
Okay.
Thank you for that. All right, and Richard Davis, would you stand and I'll swear you in? Raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God?
I do. Thank you.
Any more that you'd like to add, Mr. Davis?
I don't think there's much for me to add. It was when the house was built, it evidently they didn't figure on a garage because it just wasn't built right to put a garage on. And this sloping area has always just been a kind of a area that hard to maintain, grew up in vines and so on and so forth, and it had to either be a deck or a garage, you know, but the deck side should be facing the water, so that was what we done with that. And after we tore that chimney down, if I don't know whether you've worked on a chimney or not, but I'll tell you that was a mess, so the best way to do was to cover it up, and so that's what we done. You can see that the concrete. Well, then we came over here and thought we'd talk to him about a garage, you know, and you guys had just had a meeting or something, and it was going to be another month before we could get here, and the guys just couldn't work with that the way it was. They had to have some place to stand and to work, and so I said, well, it'll be a big expense to do it this way, but let's just run it as far as we can, and then we'll go to the first meeting we can go to, and then we'll have to come back. So, first of all, I appreciate you guys coming out. I know it's a sacrifice. I just happen to be on the Board of Adjustment in Iowa, and I trying to get off as soon as they'll let me loose, but I know it's a sacrifice to come out like this. So if you have any questions.
Where do all the drains?
We put drain pipes all underneath this before we filled it. There's drain pipes goes, there's a grate goes across the front, and it drains all the water the other direction around the house this way.
So it's going to be a gable end?
It'll be a gable end. Now, the overhang
gable
is not going to be much.
Facing your neighbor's house?
It'll be like this, facing the, yes.
Uh-huh. Or facing the street.
Yeah, the overhang will just be the end of the gable on each side. So
that gable's going to face the neighbor's house.
The way the house was constructed before, why? But it just twisted the rafters and about blew the whole thing away, and so we just had to start over.
Your drains are going to run around to the south side of the house?
Yes. Yeah. There's a grate built there and pipe that takes it down. We put rock in there, and it's got two pipes that goes down around that. And then there's two pipes that goes underneath the middle of the garage from the grates, and then there's pipes on each side next to the foundation, one next to the house, and they go out and go to the back of the house. So, There will be a little to go to the back, but the bulk of it will go around the house the other way. We've got it sloped to go to the south.
Okay. Bob, any questions?
One, if this garage were built, and I'll just throw it in both directions, Mr. Ashley, you get a say in this too. If there is an emergency situation, does the fire department have adequate maneuverability between the two properties?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
I'm sorry, he was addressing Bob.
Well, I'm asking both.
Oh, okay.
Well, there's seven. Well, it would be. What would it be?
7 feet 23 inches.
7-8 feet there, and then there's a lot of access on the other side of the house.
But now I notice that there are windows on that house next door to you. If someone had to get into those windows, a fireman would pull back. Because under minimum conditions, we seek 14 feet.
If there would be all kinds of room to get into the house. The property line, she's got 7 feet there, and then there will be the balance of that. So there's all kinds of room for access to the house, if that's what you're asking me. Maybe I don't understand.
Mr. Ashley, what is fire? Do they have any?
I don't know what their, I'll be honest, I don't know what their requirements would be as far as, I don't know if there would be a need to.
If you're asking if you could drive a fire truck down through there, no, I don't think you could get a fire truck through there. But there's all kinds of access for men and hoses and equipment. And, I mean, as much as there is any place else up and down along there.
Well, it's 14 feet minimum, and that's to eave. Mm-hmm. And if you've got an 18-inch eave, that's 17 feet.
Yeah, it probably,
versus
it won't be that much. But
no,
then,
seven, and you're asking for how much of a?
5'1". Be 23 inches to the property line off his eave.
So that's 7 feet.
22 feet.
Yeah.
So that's seven. That's nine feet
from eave
to eave.
Yeah.
Actually, when we get done, it's going to be a little more than that, but we want to be safe. It'll be a little more than 23 inches, but it'll be.
Can you do a 6 foot, or excuse me, a 6-inch eave?
Well, it hasn't been decided, but if that's what we need, that's what we'll do. That's not a problem.
Okay, thank you. It should be pointed out that we have a letter from evidently your neighbor, Lavonna Chase, who is not in agreement with this provision of allowing you to build within the setback requirements, and of course another letter from her daughter, both of which could not be here, echoing the same thing. And quite honestly, our code is set for a 7-foot setback, and as you know, this is new construction, not an existing structure that was already within that setback. So with new construction, you should be able to comply with the 7 foot. And if you can't, then you'd be in violation of the code, which is why you're here.
They're only about 6 foot from the line with their property, too, but it doesn't bother me any.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, the code was established after these houses were built, so they would be grandfathered in.
Yeah, probably.
But any
probably
new construction would not be grandfathered in.
Can I ask a question?
David?
The new pitch of the roof, is it pitched higher than the old roof?
Yes. Yes, it is. Yeah.
Okay. Any further comments at all?
Okay.
Thank you. We'll deliberate on course of action here.
Could I make one more comment? Is it all right? Oh, go ahead.
I already
just got to tell you something about the neighbor and her request. that's okay.
Any motion of, or any comments, discussion?
Any discussion? Nothing.
Anybody want us to make a motion to approve or not approve?
I will make a motion to not approve.
Second.
Been motion made and seconded not to approve the variance request. Any further discussion?
I just don't feel that it's a hardship. It's new construction, as you pointed out, and we have to adhere to what we're our code. So.
All right. Okay. I'll call for the vote then. Tom, how would you vote?
To deny.
To deny. Bob, how would you vote?
Deny.
David, how would you vote?
Deny.
And the chairman would also deny also. So your request has been denied. If you want to go on to the circuit court, you can do so if you want to take it that direction. That would make a nice deck with the railing around there. I wouldn't leave it out there without a railing, but that deck's all right. Thank you very much. Next. The variance request is Kanakuk Heritage, Inc., and it looks like they have more than one request. Bob, would you give us the staff report?
Okay. This is case number 2012-7B. The applicant is Kanakuk Heritage, Incorporated. The representative on this is Eddie Wolf. The applicant is requesting a series of variances from the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code in order to allow for the platting of two existing parcels of land that were previously created by deed. It currently appears that the two existing property descriptions may be inaccurate and may not currently encompass the two buildings that the property descriptions were intended to describe. The applicant is requesting a variance from Section 7, Table 1, Property Line Setbacks of the Development Guidance Code concerning front, side, and rear lot setbacks for the two parcels. The applicant is also requesting a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 3 of the Development Guidance Code, which is also found in Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, requiring a minimum lot area of 8,000 square feet for parcels served by public / central sewer, and also a separate requirement for a 70-foot minimum road frontage. And finally, the applicant is requesting a variance from the provisions of Article 9, Section 4 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations concerning the requirement for an ingress-egress easement with a minimum width of 50 feet. The subject property is basically two existing parcels of property which were created by deed, which are located within the Kanakuk facility on Lakeshore Drive in the Scott Township, Section 28, Township 23, Range 21. This kind of gives you a little better picture, but these are the two parcels in question. And as you can see, they're basically right in the center of the Kanakuk facility. And here's a close-up view. The property in question, like I said, encompasses two parcels, which are located entirely within the Kanakuk facility. The representative has indicated that the two parcels were created by deed. Neither parcel currently has any road frontage. The survey indicates that both parcels are currently served by a 15-foot wide ingress-egress easement. The boundaries of the northernmost parcel are just basically outside of the exterior boundaries of the building that's currently used as the Kanakuk Camp Health Center. The Health Center building was constructed in 1957 per the assessor's information. And the boundaries of the southernmost parcel of property, referenced in the deed as the White Family Holding Property, are just outside of the exterior boundaries of a building which has served as the White family home for a number of years. And that residence was constructed in 1958, per the assessor's information. The two buildings currently share a common wall. The property description for the two parcels can be found via a quitclaim deed, book 2008, page 18554. The representative has indicated that the two buildings may not currently lie, like I said, within the current property descriptions for each parcel. Therefore, the applicant is now seeking to plat these properties, ensuring that the property descriptions are correct and that they fully include the buildings in question. However, this plat would not be in compliance with the provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code or the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. And so at this time, the applicant is seeking a series of variances basically to allow for the platting of these two parcels. One of the things, basically, we've got some different shots in our pictometry program now. One of the things I will point out is when you put it in these side views, the lot lines are off quite a bit. but this is the residence. And then, like I said, this northern building is the health center for the camp. And like I said, the applicant is requesting a series of variances. The applicant has submitted a survey at this point, and in review, the representative has indicated that the applicant is wishing to plat these two existing parcels of land, and they would. They're at this point requesting a variance from the property line setbacks, the minimum lot area of 8,000 square feet, the requirement for a 70-foot minimum road frontage for each parcel, and the requirement for an ingress-egress easement with a minimum width of 50 feet. Basically, the applicant's requesting a variance of a variance of 25 feet from the front of the lot, and also an 8-foot variance from the rear of the lot for the northernmost parcel, which again would contain the Kennecott Camp Health Center. So if the variance were to be approved, the parcel would be platted basically with no front setback, but again the two buildings basically join, and then a 2-foot rear setback. The side setbacks would be met. The applicant is also requesting a variance of 23 feet from the front of the lot and 7 feet from the side of the lot in the southernmost parcel, which is the parcel that contains the White family residence. If the variance application is approved, the parcel would be platted with a 2-foot front setback and basically no side setback. The survey indicates that the northernmost parcel containing the health center would be platted at approximately 2317 square feet in size, which would require a minimum lot size variance of 5,683 square feet. The survey also indicates that the southernmost parcel containing the White family home would be platted at approximately 4,151 square feet, requiring a minimum lot size variance of 3,849 square feet. Neither parcel has any road frontage at this time. Therefore, the applicant's requesting a variance from the entire 70-foot road frontage requirement. And the survey indicates that the ingress-egress easement providing access to the two parcels is currently 15 feet in width, thereby requiring an ingress-egress easement with variance of 35 feet. And so in total, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance request, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. First, approval of a 25-foot front of lot and an 8-foot rear of lot setback variance from Section 7, Table 1 of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for the northernmost parcel containing the Kennecott Camp Health Center to essentially have no front setback and a 2-foot rear setback, and also approval of a 23-foot front of lot and a 7-foot side of lot setback variance from the same section, Section 7, Table 1, of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for the southernmost parcel containing the White family residence to be set back from the front 2 feet with no side setbacks. We would also have approval of a minimum lot size variance of 5,683 square feet from the provisions of Section 7, Table 3 of the Development Guidance Code and Table 1 of the Subdivision Regulations, allowing the northernmost parcel containing the Kennecott Camp Health Center to be platted at 2,317 square feet in size. And we would have approval of a minimum lot size variance of 3,849 square feet from the provisions of these same sections, allowing for the southernmost parcel containing the White family home to be platted at approximately 4,151 square feet in size. Third, we would have approval of a 70-foot road frontage variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 3 of the Development Guidance Code, allowing for the two parcels in question to each have no road frontage. Fourth, approval of a variance from the minimum 50-foot ingress-egress easement width, as found within Article 9, Section 4 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations, allowing for an ingress-egress easement of 15 feet in width. Fifth, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And sixth, the decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorder's Office within 120 days or the approval shall expire. And we've got just a very brief video here. And I actually just shot a video inside the facility. This is the White family home. And this is the buildings that's utilized as the health center. And it's a little difficult to see with the lighting, but they are basically connected there.
Okay. Eddie, would you like to stand and I'll swear you in? You promise to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you.
You get your little pointer?
Yeah.
Before you start, could I ask a question? Why are we going to this?
Why are we doing this?
Uh-huh.
Real briefly.
Because it is grandfathered in, number one.
Right.
But the deeds now may be the question. I don't know.
That's the problem. Okay. Right there is Kay Burrell here. She's with Kennecott. And she contacted me. If you look at the assessor's map, the parcels that are existing are rectangles.
Sorry.
There. Okay, go back to my drawing where the buildings sit. See, there's no way they'll fit around those buildings.
Right.
And so they realize this. And what they've got is a medical facility and the White family home where all their families have been raised through the years and everything. Well, they want to protect that house.
Okay.
So what they're wanting to do is protect it so if something ever happened with the camp, they still have their homestead. That's the reason we're here.
All right. Very good. I understand it now.
Okay. And a little humor here. Bob asked me, what do we need variance-wise? And I said, anything that's in the book.
So in other words, what I'm trying to do is make the houses fit
yeah.
the two parcels.
If you know, the camp's been built. It's been built on out there through the years. And this thing is very old. I guess it started back in the 30s. And we're restricted by so much stuff out there, you can't meet any of the code. I mean, we're lucky to get that 15-foot easement back there. Currently, the way the parcels are, there's no easements to the tracks.
So, Kennecott owns the hospital, and the White House is not part of Kennecott?
Right now, it's in those entities, and they want the deeds.
They want to separate themselves?
Yeah, they want to separate themselves is what they're wanting to do. So when Kay called me, he said, well, how can we do this? I said, well, I can write meets and bounds that will go around the buildings correctly, but we violate the code. So to do it correctly, we have to meet the code. And
I just won't do them unless we meet code. So that's why we're here.
Okay.
And everything. But the buildings join here. We got a common wall right in here and everything. So, you know, the rectangles will not work. And what we've done is we've come in here and we physically located the outsides of these buildings. And let me tell you, you go out there on the back side of that right there and it's like that. It's very difficult to get back there. We just don't have no room to go anywhere to get setbacks. We got the water slide coming off the hill here. I tied this building so you can see how close it is coming down there. And we got the sidewall coming in here to the porches. And even at what we've done out there tied, we'll have to write an access easement across this or plat it to get to that building because there's no room. And there's a retaining wall here where the steps, they come down. The only thing I can see that we might change that would probably would be helpful if there is some gravel area right in here that we might be able to put a bump out to back out into, you know, for people driving down. We may want to do that, but we just showed the easement coming in off of Lakeshore here down there, and that's down the travel way that they use, and it's just wide enough to barely get down it. And because when you look at the aerial of the site, everything's consumed back there. But that's the purpose of the whole thing, is to get the house out where they can put that in the family holdings, and that's the only reason that we're here.
Okay. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Bob?
Who owns that easement property?
Kennecott. They own everything.
Okay, then what we are doing, or what you're asking us to do, is to create a piece of property that's landlocked.
No, there's already a piece of property existing that's landlocked. They own it all in different entities. But the entities that own it, go to the assessor's map, Bob, if you don't care. That's good right there.
Yeah.
This parcel already exists right there, and that parcel exists there. They own everything you can see on that map in different entities. Okay. So these parcels have been existing for a long time, and they figured out that they don't go around the parcels correctly. So what they're wanting to do is to take this easement coming in here to get to that, and the house there, plat it and deed it into the family holdings.
Right, but as soon as we determine a new identification for that property, we are creating a new landlocked lot. The grandfathering goes by the wayside.
We're not recreating a landlocked tract because we're asking for the variance for the easement.
But they don't own that.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
The Kennecott owns that, not the White family.
Kennecott right. is owned by the White family.
Well, then...
When you get into corporations and LLCs and everything, you put certain things in these to protect them here and there. What they're wanting to do is to put this in their family holdings, have Kennecott completely by itself. The track already exists. It's just a matter of reshaping the track where it will fit.
Which means that for us to do it or to authorize it, we are abrogating almost everything that's in any of these zoning codes.
That's what we're asking for. I mean, everything's in violation.
Then why do we have these codes?
that's
where I'm having a little bit of a problem.
This is a rather peculiar situation.
Yeah, I know that.
To this particular piece of property. I understand that the original meets and bounds description is not the rectangular shape that you see right there.
No.
Mm-hmm. And that you're trying to get the proper...
We're trying to recreate any more parcels. We're just trying to adjust the two parcels that are there.
Right.
Fit what is
existing. Right. It's existing now, but it's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
That's why I understand. I understand the deed process here.
Right.
Okay.
And, you know, the only way to do this is to correctly with the code is to plat it. And I can't plat it or adjust it to the code unless we get a variance, and that's why we're here. There's no place to go to get anything. This is a special condition out here. I mean, it's really unique. Just like the Reinhardt deal that I brought in back a couple years ago, you know, you get these properties that are built prior to planning and zoning, they build them wherever they wanted to, no matter what. And that was the deal there, like with Blaine Tucker. He wanted to put that into the trust for the kids, you know, to separate his properties. They're wanting to do the same thing here, put this in the family holdings.
And it doesn't affect anybody else.
Nobody.
It doesn't affect the public.
It doesn't change anything. All it's going to do is...
We don't have no county... I mean, there's no county easement or road or nothing...
It's totally independent owned on the inside by Kennecott. The only county property is Lakeshore Drive, which is right out there. And we just got through doing minor subs on property over here where they're doing similar things, but we can meet code over there.
I'm not sure I understand your concerns. Nothing is...
Well, there's nothing, but... Changing. Okay, but the precedent is... If we make any change, and we've said this before, if we make any change to a property identification, it's a new identification. Are we setting a precedent so that someone else can come in with maybe not a situation that is as understandable as this?
No, we're not, because this is a unique situation.
Well, we're not creating any new parcels. We're just... adjusting it. We're not creating any more parcels. Let me say that.
Oh, right, right.
And we're giving them an egress easement.
There won't be any dedicated road. It'll be just an easement for those
just
purposes.
Just an easement.
And, you know, again, anything that we do decide upon does not create a precedent to be used for something else in the future.
Okay.
They could rely, they could say that, but there again, we do not set precedent.
Everything's on an independent basis. Isn't it?
Right.
Every situation is different and unique.
Mm-hmm.
This one is very unique.
But Bob even asked me to do a site plan. I said, you know, what do you do? That's how dense it is out there. And you can see that there. They're like the amphitheater. See, it sets right in there. Here's the water slide coming off and restricted by the back there. It's just everywhere you go, there's restrictions.
Beautiful view from there?
Oh, it is. It's great.
What is that, a drag strip there by the water slide? What is that?
That's a water chute, isn't it?
Water
chute. Oh, is that another?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And that's a very steep hillside right there if you go down there and look. I welcome you to go back there sometime and look at that. Crawl back there and see the decks where we had to go.
Any further discussion or any remarks made to Eddie? Hearing none?
Let me ask you a question. Would... can you go back to survey, Bob?
Oh, yeah.
If at all possible, if you did grant the variances, would you like to try to for us to get a small turnaround here?
That's up to you.
Okay. I think it. I'll discuss that.
I don't know how long that easement is, but your graph there is like what?
200 foot on that bigger portion down there? So you've got more than 200 feet coming off.
I can't read it.
Yeah, I think it's 1 to 20. Yeah, 1 to 20.
Inch equals 20 foot.
Well, is okay. Part of the, go back to the...
The aerial.
Button. Is that easement coming in off that loop right there?
Yeah, it comes right down that loop, and then you can see right down through there.
So it's all the way from the road down to the house.
To the little retaining wall, which sets right there in front right there. And you see a little bit of gravel sticks out right there.
Okay.
I definitely would want some place to turn around, but
I can discuss that with them.
I don't drive down that road.
I didn't know if you need to mention that in the if you make a motion to approve or disapprove or what. Or I just want to bring all the points out so we don't have a problem later on.
I
don't want to come back again.
We just want to do what you've suggested enough anyway without adding any more to it.
I'm going
to
say, I was reading that and I was more confused.
My head hurts.
Well, this is an unusual situation.
Very.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would anybody like to make a motion to approve or disapprove?
Can we approve this all in one
you bet
swipe you. And not have to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5,
yes.
6, whatever it is?
I would have you make a motion to that effect.
I will make a motion to approve all variance requests.
Second.
All right.
I second.
Discussion?
Okay.
No further discussion. I'll call for the vote. And Tom, you made the motion. How would you vote?
To approve.
David?
Approve.
Bob?
Approve.
Chairman also? Approve.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right. We got minutes before us from the last meeting in June. Or was it July?
August.
August.
Yes, August. Motion to approve or with changes, if any?
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion is passed. Old or new business, Mr. Atchley?
I really don't have anything. At this point, we don't have a meeting. Well, I guess we won't have a meeting for October. We didn't have any applications that made it in time to hit that agenda, so.
All right.
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Motion to adjourn. Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.